Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
As you know, every game has rules that must be learned and followed if one is to succeed in playing. In the game of life, the rules are called universal laws or principles. And as I said earlier, it is imperative that we know them and scientifically apply them while playing. Below, I have provided a brief description and explanation that I pray will prove useful. Mentalism. Remember, in this game, all is mind, and thought, the most powerful force in the universe, is the fuel of the mind. Every thought is a seed that produces a fruit. That is why the Bible, Matthew 7:15, teaches us to know the tree, thought, by the fruit, result, it bears. Every disagreeable thing you experience is projected from your mind, driven by particular thoughts that you are holding about yourself and the world that you want to get rid of. However, since the thoughts belong to you, and a thought cannot be separated from the mind of the thinker, it returns to you exactly as you think it. For example, if I think men are stupid and women are crazy, most of the men and women with whom I find myself in relationship are going to have to be stupid and crazy. Or if I believe life is a struggle, everything I participate in one way or another, will entail some degree of struggle. On the other hand, if I believe, and I mean truly believe, not just want to believe, that life is a breeze, things happen by me and to me easily and effortlessly. I am holding those thoughts in my consciousness, and my life is an outpicturing of my consciousness. We enter each incarnation with a pile of guilt we are determined to forgive, but we don't remember this coming in. We are nevertheless aware that there are things we like and things we are afraid of. Even though we are not conscious of the fact that what we fear, we are holding guilt for having done or experienced in an unloving way in the past. If we play the game according to the rules, we do become aware of this and advance up the ladder of spiritual evolution. Review, get thee behind me, and acquaint yourself with the four pillars of ascension: guilt, projection, mirroring, and forgiveness. Quote, no one really sees anything. He sees only his thoughts projected outward. The mind's preoccupation with the past is the cause of the misconception about time from which your seeing suffers. Your mind cannot grasp the present, which is the only time it is. It, therefore, cannot understand time and cannot, in fact, understand anything. A Course in Miracles. Notice how much time you spend complaining. Notice how your first thought might be that something won't work. Notice what happens when you focus on what is already working and feel thankful for it. Notice that if what you think about someone changes, the way she behaves around you changes. Try this experiment. Take someone with whom you have previously had difficulty and put them in a mental bubble of white, brilliant light. When you look at them, no matter what you are seeing with your physical eyes, with your mind's eye, see them as a stream of the divine. If she is behaving unlovingly, know that it is because she has never felt loved, and be determined to be one person that doesn't contribute to that. If you have allowed yourself to accept him or her as an extension of the divine, you should have no trouble loving the essence, even while not being happy with the behavior. Now fill your light bubble with as much love as you can conjure, and then step back and watch the law of mentalism strut its stuff. It won't take long. The person will transform in front of you because he has transformed inside of you. There is no reason in the world for you to ever be unhappy with anything or anybody, since you are the determiner of every experience you're having, and can, by changing your thought, change your experience.